It's a Tuesday. 4:10, and Ashley is standing at her front window with a baby on her hip and a phone in her free hand. She's scrolling her contacts, top to bottom, bottom to top, looking for one person she could text, not for anything big. Just someone who could sit with the baby for 20 minutes so she could take a shower without listening for a cry. She is 29, new to the street, 6 months into being a mom, and as the list scrolls past, she keeps thinking the same flat thought, I don't know a single soul here. She locks the phone. She doesn't text anyone. And here's the thing she has wrong, the thing this whole episode is about. Ashley is not actually alone. Her street is full of people who would help her in a heartbeat. What's empty isn't the street. It's that she never asked. Let's name what Ashley got wrong, because almost all of us get it wrong the exact same way. When we feel alone, we think the problem is that we don't have enough people. So we go looking for more. We tell ourselves we need to make new friends, join a group, put ourselves out there, become a whole new kind of social person. And that feels so big and so tiring that most of us just don't. We close the phone like Ashley did. But here's the quiet truth this book is built on. Most of us are not short on people. We are short on asks. The people are already near. The neighbor two doors down. The other parent who waves at the bus stop. The coworker who once said, really meant it, let me know if you ever need anything. They are right there. The gap between feeling alone and feeling held is not a gap of people. It's a gap of one sentence you never said out loud. So, if the people are right there, why is the ask so hard? Why will we drive across town, lose a whole afternoon, do it all ourselves while running on empty? Anything. Rather than text the neighbor and say, could you help me for 10 minutes? Be honest about the real reason, because it's the same for all of us. We think asking makes us a burden. We think it makes us look weak, needy, like we don't have it together. We picture the other person sighing, rolling their eyes, secretly counting us as one more thing on their plate. So we swallow the ask. We tell ourselves we're being considerate by not bothering anyone. But look at what that costs. Ashley sits alone at her window with a street full of kind people 50 feet away, all because she's protecting them from a 20-minute favor they would have been glad to do. The fear of being a burden is the single biggest reason good people stay lonely. And in the next minute, I'm going to show you that the fear has it exactly backwards. Here's the part that changes everything, and I want you to actually sit with it, because it goes against the feeling in your gut. A real, specific ask is not a burden you dump on someone. It's a gift you hand them. Think about the last time someone you liked asked you for a small, clear favor. Could you water my plants while I'm gone? Could you watch my kid for an hour, Thursday? How did that feel? If you're honest, it felt good. You were glad to. You felt trusted, useful, let in. Now flip it around. That's exactly how the neighbor would feel if Ashley asked. Most people are quietly aching to be useful to someone close by, and they almost never get the chance because everyone around them is doing the same thing Ashley does, swallowing the ask to avoid being a burden. So when you finally ask, you're not taking from them. You're handing them the thing they wanted, a way to matter to someone, a reason to step in, a small place where they're needed. A clear ask says, out loud, I trust you enough to need you. That is one of the kindest things a person can hear. All right, so the ask is the move. But before you can ask, you have to do the thing Ashley skipped at her window. You have to actually look at who's near. And here's the trap. When you feel alone and you try to picture your people, your mind goes blank, or it shows you the friends who live three states away, the ones who moved, the ones you wish were here. That picture is no help. It just makes you feel more alone. so do something more honest instead. Don't picture who you wish was around. Write down who is actually, physically, near. The people within reach this week, even the ones you barely know. The neighbor whose name you're not sure of. The other parent at daycare drop-off. The coworker two desks over. The guy at the corner store who knows your order. None of them are your best friend. That's fine. They don't have to be. A circle isn't built from best friends. It's built from near people you finally started asking. The list is short. It's ordinary, and it's been sitting right under your nose the whole time. Let me bring in something old here, because people have known a strange piece of this for a very long time. There's an old observation about favors that sounds backwards the first time you hear it. When you ask someone for a small favor, they often end up liking you more, not less. Sit with how odd that is. We assume a favor puts us in their debt, makes them think less of us, costs us something with them. But the old finding runs the other way. When a person does a small kindness for you, something in them quietly decides you must be worth it. A friend, someone in their circle. Because that's the kind of person they do favors for. The favor doesn't drain the bond. It builds one. You can feel the truth of it in your own life. You tend to feel closer to the people you've helped, not the people who never let you near. So Ashley's small ask doesn't just get her 20 minutes of help. It does something bigger and quieter. It turns a stranger two doors down into someone who now thinks of her as theirs. One ask, and a near stranger starts becoming a neighbor. Now, I can hear the smart pushback, and you might be thinking it right now. That's lovely, Jenny, but it's not always true. Some people really are too busy. Some really will be annoyed. Some will say yes and then resent it. And if I ask the wrong person, I'll feel worse than if I'd just done it myself. Good. That's a real worry, and I'm not going to wave it away. Because you're right, not everyone you could ask will be glad to help. So let's be honest about it. Two things make the difference. First, make the ask small and specific and easy to say no to. Could you grab my girl from school Thursday? No worries at all if it doesn't work. A small, clear ask with an easy exit costs almost nothing to turn down, so almost no one resents it. The big, vague, guilt-heavy ask is the one that lands wrong. Second, and this matters, if one person can't, that is information, not rejection. It just means they're not in this part of your circle right now. You thank them, you move to the next name on your list, and you ask again. You were never betting the whole thing on one person. You're building a circle, and a circle is made of more than one ask. The doubt is right that some asks miss. It's wrong that a missed ask means stop. So let's go back to Ashley Street and watch what one ask actually starts. She finally does it, texts the neighbor two doors down, the small, clear kind. Any chance you could sit with the baby for 20 minutes Thursday? No worries if not. And the neighbor texts back yes within a minute, because of course she does. She's been wanting a reason to know the new mom on the block. That's the first thing in the jar. But here's what asking really sets off. When Ashley asks first, she hands the neighbor permission to ask back. 2 weeks later, the neighbor needs someone to grab a package, and now there's a door to knock on. Ashley's. Then Ashley mentions the daycare parent, and they start splitting pickups. The corner store guy holds her usual when it's busy. None of this was a grand plan. It was one small ask that made it safe for the next one to happen, hers and theirs. That's the whole quiet machine. One honest ask doesn't just get you help once. It opens a door that swings both ways, and a street full of strangers slowly turns into people who hold each other up. You cannot build a circle by waiting to be asked. Somebody has to go first. The first ask is the door. All right, let's bring this home to you, because this stops being a story about Ashley the second it becomes a question about you. So let me ask you three honest things and actually pause on them. First, where in your life are you the one at the window, surrounded by people? Sure, you're on your own, doing it all yourself because asking feels too big. Be honest. It might be your street, your job, this whole season of your life. Second, who is actually near you this week? Not the friends far away you wish were here, but the ordinary near people, the ones you half know, the ones right under your nose. Picture two or three faces. And third, the one that matters most. What is the one small, specific thing you could ask one of them for this week that you've been quietly carrying alone instead? Be still a second. You probably just thought of the ask and felt your stomach tighten at the idea of saying it. That tightening is the exact thing this whole book is about. And the fix for it is smaller than you think. It's one sentence said out loud this week. So here's your one thing this week. And it really is small, because the whole point is that you don't have to become a new person. You just have to say one sentence you've been swallowing. Do two things. Number one, take 5 minutes and write down five near people. Not your dream team, your actual block. The neighbor, the other parent, the coworker two desks over, the person you half know, just five names on a list. Number two, pick one of them and make one small, specific ask. Not a big heart to heart. This Thursday kind of ask, with an easy way to say no built right in. Could you grab the mail while I'm away? No worries if it doesn't work. That's it. Five names, one ask. And remember what you're really doing when you ask. You're not being a burden. You're handing someone the gift of being needed, and you're opening a door that can swing back toward you. If the first person can't, you thank them and you ask the next name. A no is just information. Five names, one ask. That's the whole week. Go give someone the chance to show up for you. So that's book four, and here's the thread that runs through it. You are almost never as alone as you feel. You're not short on people, you're short on asks. And the ask you've been swallowing to avoid being a burden is actually a gift, a door. The first thing dropped into a jar that everyone around you is quietly ready to help fill. Ashley sat at a window with a whole street 50 feet away, and the only thing standing between her and the people who'd hold her up was one sentence. So is the gap in your own life. One small ask, repeated a few times, is how a busy life quietly grows a circle around it. We have one episode left. We close with book five. And the closest circle there is, the one or two people nearest you, and what makes a bond that close actually hold for the long haul. Watched over, as always, by Daisy. I'll see you there.